You're listening to the Thought Leaders Business Lab, episode 13. And today, my fiancé Leon is joining me on the podcast for the first time, and we're going to talk about how we have made the transition into working together. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Samantha Riley, and I work with thought leaders and experts to help them double their income, their freedom, and their impact to create a business and a life they love. From my business background of 25 years, I've learned there are three key areas to growing a successful business: your mindset, your talents, and the people you surround yourself with. Here in the Business Lab, we'll interview successful entrepreneurs and deep dive to discover the exact strategies that they have used to build their business so that you can experiment and implement these strategies in your business too. Welcome to the Thought Leaders Business Lab. Hi, welcome to the Thought Leaders Business Lab, episode 13. I am your host, Samantha Riley, and I have got a special episode for you guys today. I have decided to invite my fiance, Leon, onto the podcast, and we're going to talk about what it's like to be in business together, because a lot of people ask us, you know, what's it like working with your life partner? How tricky is it? What are the benefits? Is that something that we should do? And so I thought that I would invite him along, and he's sitting here looking at me quite nervous because he's never been on the podcast before. So thanks for coming onto the show, Leon.
No, thank you.
He's giving me a look like, yeah, I've done well dragging you on here, haven't I?
I'm here. I made it.
You did make it, and you will live, and you will get to the end, and you'll be like, yeah, let's do it again. I know that's the way it will work. But certainly lots of people have been asking, when are you going to make an appearance? So for all those people that have been asking, thank you, because it's you asking that has enabled this to happen. And for me to twist his arm and say, come on, it's because people want to hear from us. So what we wanted to talk about today was about being in business together, because certainly when we met, we weren't in business together, needless to say. And we come from very, very different backgrounds. So I don't think it was something you were expecting to happen at this stage in your life either, I'm guessing. I've never actually asked that.
No, not at all. I suppose, you know, corporate for like 25 plus years, I didn't really think I'd be anywhere near a coaching business for one, or entrepreneurs either. Yeah, retail and corporate, they're just so far removed from the coaching industry, so to speak.
And I remember we'd only been dating probably about 2 weeks when I dumped you in the deep end. I'd been at a conference, and I had some other friends who also have coaching businesses come and stay with me. And I remember sitting out on the balcony and having a conversation using our coaching lingo, and the look on your face was priceless. I think it almost was like you couldn't understand the Japanese that we were speaking.
Yeah, I wasn't really picking it up.
No, but now you do very well, and you even use the lingo yourself.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah. So, and I also remember you saying you didn't even know that the coaching even existed as a field at the time.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the coaching industry is such was a thing, and that it was so huge. It's massive, and I suppose it's probably because the time was in the corporate world, and they don't talk about coaching.
Mm.
They barely talk about mentoring, so it wasn't something that I'd ever come across.
Yeah, but we've changed your mind,
yeah.
And now you're in the business, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So we actually hadn't been dating a terribly long time before we knew that this relationship was certainly going to be doing the distance, right? I actually asked you into the business. At the time, it felt like we'd been dating a long time, but now, like, looking back, it really hadn't been that long at all. I don't think it was even.
Not really. I think it was in the week, maybe.
It certainly was.
A number of weeks.
It certainly was in the first year that we were both doing quite a lot together. But, you know, they say when you know, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So at the time, I mean, we didn't start off with it being kind of official. It started off where I would ask to run things past you to get your opinion, or I would ask you to do things because our skill sets are so polar opposite, which I believe that's why we work so well.
Yeah, just seeing the way even we make decisions. So the skill set, but also the personality of you make it in like 0.02 seconds, make a decision, and me 3 days later, I'll come back to you with that. Okay. So.
And I think that, that's been great for both of us because we've actually met somewhere in the middle most of the time. You can make speedier decisions now. You know, 1.5 days is pretty impressive.
when I have to, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and I love that you totally trust that sometimes I will call the car if I make a decision in that 0.02 seconds and you'll look at me and I'll say, no, this one's important. We've just got to go on this. And you just go, yep.
Yep.
Totally, totally trust you. And that's what's so amazing is that you have my back and trust when it's the right time. But I've also learned that whilst it's great to make decisions that quickly, some of the time that there's actually some benefits in thinking about things sometimes. So it's actually given me a whole different perspective. And it's certainly good for me to learn to actually take a breath, step back and go, okay, let's discuss this. Let's think about it. What are the pros and cons?
Yeah. So I think probably my disc profile, I think you call
it. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It leads me to asking lots of questions and wanting lots of detail. So, and I probably think that's why it, my decision making can take a little bit of a time to get through it. So, yeah, I just want to know all the answers. I want to know all the things.
Yeah. And that's good because it's given me so much clarity on what I'm doing, what our systems are, what our procedures are. Because you just keep asking, why? Why? You're like a dog with a bone. You're not going to let it go. Why? But why? But why do we do that? But why?
It's like when the kids were little, but why? But why, Dad?
Oh,
why,
no,
Dad?
No. Why, Dad? The kids are way more annoying. Or sometimes. So I think the first time that you really sort of showed up in the business was when we put an event on together and we went over to Santa Monica. And I think that we'd just sort of been dating a year, really. And we were living together. We'd been living together for a while. We were all in.
Yep.
And I remember saying, you know, you're going to come with us. You're going to come. And you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, no. You kept changing your mind. I don't know. Why did you keep changing your mind? I've never asked you that.
I didn't think it was my place. It's entrepreneur land. I didn't think it was my place. It's a coaching industry. And, you know, like I'm corporate, I work in retail. That's what I'd done, you know. And so I didn't think that I had, you know, something to add really. Like, you know, what could I do? Well, I don't know. I'm not a coach. What can I do? Like,
and the whole time you were saying that, I was like, oh my goodness, I need you there so much. Because for anyone that's running events, you can't do it yourself. You can't be at the, you know, front stage and backstage all at the same time. So you'd been for, it was actually a good couple of months. You were like, no, I'm not going. Yes, I'm going. No, I'm not. And we were leaving on the Wednesday, or yeah. I was leaving on the Wednesday.
You live on the Wednesday, yeah.
And on the Saturday night, and I just jumped on my phone and I went, you're coming because I've just bought your ticket.
So I was going, yep.
Yeah, so you were going and we were on different flights, which was actually quite funny. We both got to the airport together and didn't see each other till we got to LAX. But I think that it was really great to do that with you. And that was when I realized at that event how much value you could bring to the business, because being in corporate for over 25 years, you know systems and procedures like no one's business. And coming from a background, well, my first job was McDonald's, and coming from a background of running three businesses and understanding that everything needs to have its place and there's got to be a system to get things happening, you understood that even at a much higher level than I did. So can you share when you came into the business, what was it that you could see were the possibilities or the value that you could add?
So I think coming, you know, from the process, you know, driven, you know, industry that I was in, I was always looking for efficiency, processes that would, you know, make things more accurate, processes that would actually be efficient, and other processes that and ways of doing things that, you know, gave you value for money and trying to apply those things to it. So You know, if you don't need something, what are you paying for that for? If you're onboarding a new client, you know, what's the best way of doing that for both us and them? And just, you know, if you're running an event, you know, what else, you know, what can be done better, faster, and just more efficient?
You are like an X-ray for processes and procedures. What I loved when we ran that event together was that was the first time you'd ever been in a room with me doing my thing. Right. And coming from the owner of a dance studio, I knew the importance of everyone having run sheets and, you know, being sticking to the time and why we did things. I hadn't even had a chance to really go through that run sheet with you and you picked it up and I hadn't even really given you a huge amount of context. I really did throw you in the deep end.
No, you just gave me the sheet and told me to follow it. So I did.
You did. You followed the procedure. But what I loved is that you understood the context of what I was giving you to do and why we were doing it and what the ramifications were if it didn't happen. And you were so spot on for everything. It was just the most incredible experience.
Yeah, I've never actually run an event before. That was the first one I've actually assisted. Well, you run an event, and that made it awfully, you know, easy to actually get in there and do it. But as the event unfolded, and I just followed the run sheets and you know, looked for your cues, I actually really understood, and it became very clear why we were doing, you know, and following the process the way we were. So yeah, that was a steep learning curve
for both of us. And I think it was coming home from there, and I remember us talking on the plane, and you got the bug because we were talking on the way home, and there was no doubt in both of our minds that there was no going back, that we were definitely all in and doing this together.
Absolutely.
But I do want to go back and touch on something you said just a little bit earlier, in that when I did, you did transition in, and you transitioned in part-time. It wasn't just one day you weren't in the business and the next day you were. It was a slow, you know, it was a slow process. But you said that you didn't want to come because you weren't a coach, or you didn't think you were good enough. And it was a huge dose of imposter syndrome, really. You didn't think you...
Well, yeah. You know, the fact is that probably when I worked in corporate, what I did all day was coach and mentor, you know, coaching staff all the time, and even in a training capacity. But fitting into... I thought this world was completely different. I didn't know what it was. Actually, I had no idea. I remember, like, you know, even the first time we met, what the hell is a coach in the business world? Like, what do you do? I don't know what you do. Like, you know, I remember thinking that, going, I really have no idea about it. So, you know, when you said come to Santa Monica, I was like, yeah, that's not my place in the world, and really didn't think I had any value to add there. Not realizing that the fact is there's 25 years of experience in, you know, corporate process, you know, orientated businesses, and they were very big businesses as well, you know. So yeah, there was a lot of imposter syndrome, but it took me quite a while to work that out, that there was something I could add of value.
And it's a huge value too. So that's a really valuable takeaway. I am very lucky that that's your strength, because that means that we now have all of that covered. But definitely look at the gaps that are in your business and look for people who can fill those gaps. I mean, not that I went and looked at for a partner that was going to help me fill the gaps.
Is that
of my
where we were
business.
Going out, was it?
But it was kind of good.
By default, it worked out pretty well.
It did work out pretty well, hey.
So I think that the thing to notice there is that working with your partner, what seems to work well for us is just the fact that obviously the disc profiles, the personality types, they're like polar opposites. So it's almost a front stage and a backstage. I like the run sheets and the sticking to process and making sure it happens. And for me, that's my thing. I like to help people do awesome things, whatever that is for them. And so that role actually suits me really well. And I think in the business, I'm happier in that place.
Totally. So at the time, well, actually, it was about the time we got engaged.
Yep.
When you asked me to marry you, I went, cool, this business is part of us now and our future. So to me, it was just a no-brainer that you come fully into the business.
Yep.
When I said to you and explained this, what were your first thoughts? What I want to know is, was there a fear of working 24/7 with the person that you're in a relationship with?
Well, so when you asked me, you know, to actually step into the business in a really a full-time capacity, I suppose you'd say, I actually thought about, you know, like when you're onto a good thing, you don't want to wreck it.
Mm.
And yeah, you're pretty awesome. I don't want to wreck what we have.
Mm.
And so I think about that a lot, because I know I've heard other instances where, you know, other couples, they've almost imploded by working together.
Mm.
So why would we be different? And you know, what does that mean? And how is it, what does it look like? What exactly does it look like, us working together? And is it 24/7? What is it, you know? So that was something that concerned me, because, you know, I didn't want to wreck that.
Mm.
I value our relationship so much that was something that was crucial for me to look after.
Mm. I think I want to add in here that us having the conversation that our relationship comes absolutely first has helped a lot in being able to navigate that. And because we know that our relationship is so important to each other, because I don't want to wreck what we've got either, it's actually made it easier for both of us to go, actually, I just need to step back for a minute, or to be really aware of our differences. So because I am very fast moving and fast paced, it's actually helped me to embrace more slowing down when you have a look of sheer horror on your face.
It's like when you're running a training and you know, you go, turn to your partner, and then, you know, say, yep, she's full on. And I'm like, yeah, you should try living with her. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, come on. You know it's true.
Oh, you're full on. That's it's all in or nothing.
Absolutely. It's how I live life. It's how I do business. It's how we do everything. We have been working together for a little while now, a lot.
Yep.
And I couldn't actually imagine doing it without you now, because you have just brought so much awesome into the business with your Genius Zone, which I'm super, super grateful for. So what I really loved when we did start working together, which is now amplified, now we're working together more, was that you brought a curiosity in because you didn't know what was going on. So by you asking so many questions, I was able to get so much clearer on my message. I was able to get so much clearer on my business model. And the third piece that you've really helped with is really helped me to implement the team in our business. We've got an awesome team now, which has really grown in the last few months and is really taking our business to a whole new level and is helping us to create more freedom in our business. What was it when you came into the business that you could see, or that you may have been thinking that you wanted to change? Like, how is it that you came in and you could see the gaps that I couldn't see, and you were able to plug them so quickly?
When you're in a business, you tend to get like a little bit blind to some of the smaller minor issues that you have that could be, you know, be an issue that could be fixed or sorted or done better. And I think coming from the outside, where it was an unusual business for me, so my curiosity was, oh, how does this work? What happens here? How do you do this? How do you do that? And asking questions and then going, okay, well, what can we fix, make better, faster? And the biggest thing for me was I kept seeing this time issue with lots of small tasks that weren't necessarily your Genius Zone,
mm.
that were more kind of admin tasks. So, you know, where I could take them, I would take them.
Mm.
But I could just see that as, you know, that's a definite issue in the coaching space as well. So in our business, there's no point in you doing small admin tasks when you're the big picture person.
Mm.
That's just pointless.
Totally.
So, you know, they're the things that you need to look, well, we need to look at. And then we address those issues. And, you know, I suppose that's the end game is, that's why the team grew, because we needed to move those tasks that were just admin based tasks from Sam doing it to the team doing it.
Mm. And I've got to say, I'm so grateful that you helped me do that, because my days are so much more enjoyable and so much more productive. I mean, I've always loved what I did, but I don't think when you're in it, that's all you can see. You can't see anything else. So to be able to take that breath, take that step back and go, I'm crazy. How have I been operating like this? Like it wasn't even in my vision that I was acting as crazy as I was. And you asked me a question, right? It was actually the first question you asked me when you really came into the business. Can you remember what that question was?
So I know that you had built a seven-figure business previously, and I want to know, what were you doing differently now to what you're doing the previous time?
And it absolutely, it was like fireworks went off. It was like balloons popping and glitter going everywhere. There was rainbows and unicorns because it was such a simple question. And seriously, all of a sudden I just went, oh my goodness, why had I not thought to ask myself that question before? I almost didn't need to answer the question because I already knew the answer straight away. And it just made it so much easier to map out what needed to happen. We couldn't turn it around the next day, but it meant that we could put a plan in place. We were able to reverse engineer from what we were, you know, trying to achieve of, you know, a roadmap to slowly implement. Well, it wasn't even that slow. It actually happened quite quickly because we knew exactly what needed to happen.
Yeah. Particularly knowing that you have done it, you know, you have built it to seven figures.
And sustained it.
And yeah, exactly. You know, so what's happened? So what is it different about this time?
Well, I remember we sat down and it was simple. We just wrote a list of what do we need to do more of or implement? What do we need to do less of or get rid of? And what do we need to continue doing and maybe change up a little?
Yeah.
And once we'd sat down and made that list, it was actually super simple, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then what's the next step? And just keep next step and next step.
Yeah. And I think holding each other accountable and checking in weekly, we check in at the beginning of each week and checking in with the team, making sure that everyone understands what it is that we're achieving for that week, understanding clearly what each of us is meant to be doing and understanding the context of why we're doing that. Like what's the big vision that we're all driving to together has been fabulous. And also implementing 30-day goals into my business has helped so much more because we're able to, I used to run 90-day goals. But breaking it down into 30-day goals means that we have to push harder in a shorter amount of time, but it also means that we reflect and reroute very quickly.
Yeah. So I think some of the 90-day plans can tend to leave things being left off till the next quarter and the next quarter. And then, it's next year. So, you know, 30 days, you've got to start moving quickly. 30 days, you know that like sometimes it can come down to minutes, you know, or a matter of, you know, an hour. If you can get it done, get knocked over and move on to the next task, you know, one step, the next step and keep moving and you'll get there. Whereas, you know, when you get a 90-day plan, you tend to actually go, well, I'll get that in the next 30 days. And then the next 30 days, well, you know what, you're in the wrong 90 days.
Well, it's human nature to leave things till the last minute. May as well leave it to the end of the month instead of the end of 90 days. No, that's not true. We don't. You're a taskmaster. I know exactly what I'm doing at the beginning of every week.
I want it done yesterday.
You can see why I want him in the business, right? So I absolutely love working together. I think that we tried it on for size and it fit perfectly. And I love it that you've joined me on this podcast episode and that you've stepped up to the microphone with me because I know that it's not something that you would choose to do if I didn't drag you here.
Yeah, I'm not really a front stage person, I think.
No, but a lot of people have been asking, so I know that. So, yeah, if you're listening and you want to hear more of Leon, let me know because I would love to sit here with the microphone with him more often. I think it's really valuable to hear different perspectives. And as we've ascertained, our perspectives are very, very different, but that's the beauty of what we do together. And it's meant that we've been able to grow the business faster, like quite quickly. And we have a lot more freedom in what we're doing. We're off to the US with the kids.
Yep.
At the start of August, and we're going away with them for a month and we're getting married while we're over there.
It's going to be awesome.
So you'll have to keep a look out on social media because we're doing something that is very out of the ordinary.
It's very unusual, particularly for you as well.
Yes. I did share with a very close friend today what we're doing and she was like, what? So if that hasn't piqued your interest, I don't know what will. So yeah, follow along on social media because we definitely want to share our trip with you. It's got lots of things happening, but a lot of people have been asking us how we've created this freedom in our business. So I have not only roped you into a podcast episode, I have roped you into a webinar, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
So on Thursday, we're going to be running a webinar on the secrets that we've used to scale our coaching business. And we're going to be talking about the changes with our business model. We're going to be talking about what needed to change with our offerings and why. And we're going to be talking about exactly how we built our team and got them very quickly to take over the tasks that were wasting my time, really.
Yep.
Or weren't the best use of my time.
Yep.
But things that have to happen in your business.
Absolutely.
You know, saying I don't have time for social media is not going to grow your business. But spending time on social media is also not going to grow your business, right?
Correct.
So that's what we're going to talk about, isn't it? How to navigate those things so that you can show up and be doing what it is that you love and what it is that's in your genius zone and what is going to bring the biggest bang for your buck, because as a coach, you are the genius in the business.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to be dragging Leon back to the microphone on this Thursday. So we're going to be joining you on Thursday, the 5th of July at 8 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, which is 3 p.m. Pacific. All you need to do is head to samanthariley.global/register, pop your name down, and we'll be going through those secrets to how we've scaled our coaching business, because at the end of the day, our biggest why is to help you build a business and a life you love, because your life shouldn't be jammed into a business. It should be the other way around. Get a life that you love and have a business that works around that. It's something that we're really passionate about, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what we want to share with you guys. So we'd love you to join us. But Leon, how was it? How was doing this episode?
It's a bit nerve-wracking. you're an expert at this. I'm clearly not.
I think you've done awesome. I've absolutely loved recording this episode with you, and I think we should do more episodes together.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening in. Hope to see you on the webinar on Thursday, especially because Leon's here, like making his debut. Let's give him a standing ovation.
A podcast and a webinar all in one week.
I know, right? How awesome is this? Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Ciao for now.
Do you want to grow and scale your business so you can make an even bigger impact? One of the reasons I've been able to achieve the success I have over the years can be attributed to one simple factor: surrounding myself with like-minded people. People who think big like me, who have a desire for growth, and who understand the challenges we face when growing and scaling a business. That's why I've created a free community especially for thought leaders and experts just like you, and I'd love you to join us. Just request access to my free Facebook group at Thought Leaders Inner Circle. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love you to share this on your favorite social account. Just head to samanthariley.global/podcast, click on your favorite episode, and you'll see the buttons right there to share the love. And as this show is new, I would love, love, love you to leave a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes. See you next time in the Thought Leaders Business Lab.